He's a jackass.
Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, August 12th goes to our celebrity in chief, Donald J. Trump. I literally could give Donald J. Donkey of the Day every day if I wanted to. He is literally the Florida of humans. No disrespect to Florida, but you know I always say the craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida, okay? The Sunshine State is consistently crazy, and so is Donald Trump. I just don't find Trump as funny as Florida, okay? But we are giving Donald Trump Donkey of the Day today because I can't believe his campaign would be so predictable. So predictable. Now, yesterday, Senator Kamala Harris was named Joe Biden's running mate and became the first black woman to join a major party ticket. Drop on the clues bombs for Senator Harris. And it took Dope 45, our celebrity in chief, Donald J. Trump, less than 2 minutes to let the chopper fly on Senator Harris. Okay, they had a campaign ad run yesterday that blasted Senator Harris as a phony because she had the nerve to stand up to Joe Biden during the Democratic primary and call Joe Biden out on some of his BS, including but not limited to his record on segregation and busing. Now, I didn't expect the Trump campaign to actually take the high road, even though that would have been the move strategically. That would have confused everybody if Trump would have just said, I think Senator Kamala Harris is a great choice for a running mate. She will be a formidable opponent, and it's a historic day in America that Joe Biden would pick a black woman to be his running mate. If he would have said that, he would have thrown everybody off. You don't think so? I don't think he would have thrown everybody off. But instead, he was posting ads like this about Senator Kamala Harris on his Instagram. Listen.
Kamala Harris ran for president by rushing to the radical left, embracing Bernie's plan for socialized medicine, calling for trillions in new taxes, attacking Joe Biden for racist policies. Voters rejected Harris. They smartly spotted a phony. But not Joe Biden. He's not that smart. Biden calls himself a transition candidate. He is handing over the reins to Kamala while they jointly embrace the radical left. Slow Joe and phony Kamala. Perfect together. Wrong for America.
Wah, wah, wah. Trump is a baby. Let me tell you something. Whoever pisses off old white male politicians, whoever old white male politicians don't like, that's who I root for, especially when they black. Okay, when old white male politicians go out of their way to attack a black person, I promise you, that's the black person I'm riding with. Okay, that is why I want everyone to do their own research. The Senator Kamala Harris. Don't believe what you see on social media. Don't believe what you hear about her from the right. It is time that we all get more politically sophisticated and do our own research, the presidential and vice presidential candidates. Okay, there was an opinion piece that came out yesterday in the Washington Post with the headline, America is about to see what smart Republicans saw in Kamala Harris years ago. The first line of the article says smart Republicans could see Kamala D. Harris coming years ago, and they tried to smother her early. And now America is about to see what those Republicans could see long ago, that she is a quick learner and gifted political performer with genuine star power, end quote. Okay. That was in the Washington Post. There was also an article in Vanity Fair from July 25th, 2019 titled She's Dangerous, where GOP insiders and operatives said they were afraid Senator Kamala Harris could be the next President Barack Obama. In this article, an unnamed veteran Republican political consultant said, I think she's dangerous and probably maybe the most dangerous from our view. All this information is available to read, people. Just do your Googles. But I know she has these old white male politicians shook on both sides, okay? Both sides. Let's not act like Biden donors and allies weren't saying just a couple of weeks ago that Senator Kamala Harris was too ambitious. She's not going to be loyal because she's too focused on being president. No, the reality is she's going to outshine Joe Biden just because she's better. Okay. And people like me are going to cast their votes for Senator Kamala Harris on November 3rd, not Joe Biden. And that's fine, right? Because a win is a win. It's all the same. Let's not act like former Senator of Connecticut Chris Dodd, who was on Biden's vice presidential vetting panel, didn't allegedly tell donors Senator Kamala Harris had no remorse for her attacks on Biden while on the debate stage. This is why we are here today during Donkey of the Day, because I can't believe Donald J. Trump would echo the sentiments of Democrats by saying this in his press conference yesterday.
Plus, she was very, very nasty to one of the reasons that surprised me. She was probably nastier than even Pocahontas to Joe Biden. She said things during the debates that were horrible. So I was a little surprised that he picked her I've been watching her for a long time, and I was a little surprised. She was extraordinarily nasty to Justice Kavanaugh. That was a horrible event. I thought it was terrible for her. I thought it was terrible for our nation. I thought she was the meanest, the most horrible, most disrespectful of anybody in the U.S. Senate.
Only a black person, in this case a black woman, would be asked to show remorse for questioning her own oppression. Okay? That came from Senator of Connecticut Chris Dodd, who's a Democrat allegedly, and Trump, who's clearly a Republican, called her mean, disrespectful, and nasty for having the audacity, the unmitigated gall, to question Biden's previous stance on integrated busing, something that impacted her as a child. Only a black person would be called nasty and disrespectful for even attempting to question their own oppression. The caucasity of these old white men never ceases to amaze me. And Trump's right. He has been watching Senator Kamala Harris for a while because, according to NBC News, he donated $6,000 to her campaign when she was running to be California's AG. That's right. He donated $5,000 to her campaign in 2011 and $1,000 to her campaign in 2013. He made donations when he was a private citizen. Side note, when I read that, I realize I'm giving too much money to people. Donald J. Trump net worth is $2.1 billion. Mm. Okay? My net worth is $10 million. All right? Probably both lies. They are both lies. But the point is,
money, bro.
I know he got more money than me. Okay? And he's just dropping off $6,000 to political campaigns? I'm doing too much. But back to the matter at Trump's little hand. Donald, I'm shocked at you. I can't believe you did exactly what folks on the left who didn't want Senator Harris in this position did. All right? You attacked her for attacking Biden on something you could attack Biden on. You have no shame. Just because you have done things that are racist and bigoted doesn't mean you can't call out another old white man for his bigotry and racism. But people, you have to understand, old white men usually respect old white men. But what they don't respect and what they don't like is when people, especially black people, challenge white supremacy. That's why it's so easy for Trump to attack Senator Harris for attacking Joe Biden. Oh, man, the next 80 plus days are going to be fun. But we have to be smart. Continue to question all records, including Kamala's. Continue to demand policy commitments. We're going to keep using this black leverage to push all lines because black people need a lot, and this is just the beginning. But please remember that we are up against that beast called white supremacy, and it's going to be a lot of things said and done that try to derail this historic moment, but it's going to be very predictable and know that it's rooted in sexism and racism. And personally, I am always going to be on the side of who the racist and sexist are against. Please let Kathy Griffin give Donald J. Trump the biggest hee-haw.
Please give this giant jar of mayo the biggest hee-haw.
All right, Charlamagne, thank you for that donkey of the day.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the law office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.